Nicodemus realized that Jesus was a special person and he was specially sent of God, because based on what Jesus was doing, hey, this had to be a special messenger from God.
Hello and welcome to Living God's Way, coming to you from the Germantown Christian Assembly in the Mount Airy section of Philadelphia. In an age when many are abandoning Christian values, Pastor Brian Grant's expository preaching from the timeless Word of God will remind us that the best way to live is to live God's way. This evening, we will hear a message from our pastor, Brian Grant, as he takes as his text one of the best-known verses in the Bible, John 3:16. It may be that you, our listener, are yourself familiar with these famous words of Jesus as he describes what salvation is all about. But perhaps there is someone in our audience this evening unsure of their own salvation. Perhaps one who has never made that all-important decision of faith that saves. Maybe there is one who has at some time taken Christ as Savior, but has since been half-stepping in their faith. We give you a very special invitation to follow along as Pastor Grant opens up the scripture with a familiar and very up-to-date story Jesus also told that describes the Father's love. Please listen with us now as Pastor Grant brings his message, Discovering What Love Is. And if this message has been a special blessing to you, or if you have further questions, please don't hesitate to contact us. Here now is Pastor Grant.
A young man's fiance had broken off their engagement, and it had caused him a good amount of pain because he really liked her. Several months passed by, and then he received a letter from her, and the letter was obviously a love letter because the envelope was just covered with hearts. Oh, the heart started to race. Wow, perhaps he still had a chance. And so he opened the letter and began to read. And here's how the letter read. It said, "Dear Jimmy, no words could ever express the great unhappiness I felt since breaking our engagement." Oh, he really liked that line. "Say you take me back. No one could ever take your place in my heart. So please forgive me. I love you. I love you. I love you. Yours forever, Marie." He was feeling real good. And then he saw the P.S. P.S. Congratulations on winning the state lottery. It was all about the money. You know, 1984, the British American rock band Foreigner came up with a song that quickly became number one in both the United States and in Great Britain. It's a song that the Rolling Stone magazine still regards as one of the 500 greatest love songs of all time. It's a song about someone trying to discover what love is. I have a feeling some of you know what the song is. You know, when it gets to the chorus, the song says, "I wanna know what love is. I know you can show me. I wanna feel what love is. I know you can show me." Somebody knows. "I wanna know what love is." Oh, you know it. I don't know a whole lot of songs, but I know that one. "I know you can show me." They were trying to find love with a comfort. But God really wants us to know what love is. God really wants us to experience what love is. And this morning I want the theme, Discovering What Love Is. In the passage that was read for us in John's Gospel chapter 3, we find an encounter between Jesus and a very important man named Nicodemus. Nicodemus was a very rich man, but Nicodemus was not only a rich man, Nicodemus was a member of the Supreme Court of Israel.
Nicodemus was not only an important political figure in terms of his role in the on what I would call the Supreme Court, but Nicodemus was a highly respected teacher of the law. Nicodemus was rich. Nicodemus was powerful. Nicodemus was highly respected. Nicodemus had it all. If he was living in our world, we would say Nicodemus had achieved the American dream. But yet, despite all the things that were going for Nicodemus, Nicodemus was carrying a significant burden. Because deep in his heart, Nicodemus knew that he did not know God. And I wonder if there's somebody like that this morning, if you're here this morning. If you're honest with yourself, you have questions as to whether you really know God. You have questions, you have doubts as to whether you will really get to heaven. And if you're here this morning and you have questions in those areas, I want you to know God has a special message just for you. But listen. So Nicodemus, the Bible tells us here in John's Gospel, chapter 3, Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. And Nicodemus, or we could say something about why he came by night, but let's leave that alone for another time. But Nicodemus came to Jesus by night, hoping, expecting that Jesus could tell him what was missing in his life. You say, why did Nicodemus come to Jesus? I mean, he was a big shot. Why come to this carpenter? Why not go to some of the more distinguished professors and rabbis of his age? Well, John's Gospel, chapter 3, verse 2, tells us why Nicodemus came to Jesus. And the verse 2 of John's Gospel, chapter 3, keep your Bible open if you would. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Listen, Nicodemus didn't know everything there was to know about Jesus, but one thing Nicodemus knew, that there was something special about Jesus. Amen? Nicodemus recognized that Nicodemus realized that Jesus was a special person and he was specially sent of God, because based on what Jesus was doing, hey, this had to be a special messenger from God. Nicodemus recognized that Jesus had the answers. My friend, if you're here this morning, you may be passing through some drama. You may have questions. You may be in college and you have questions about the Bible, questions about life. And I want you to know that Jesus Christ has the answers. In fact, when we were kids, we used to sing a song, Christ is the answer. He doesn't only have the answers. Jesus Christ is the answer. This morning, he can show you, he can show every single one. He can help us to discover what love is. I want to share with you this morning three things about love. And I'm going to focus the entire message on what is regarded as the most well-known verse of Scripture. I want to talk with you this morning primarily from the text, John's Gospel, chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only beloved Son, his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him, what? Should not perish, but have everlasting life. First, the source of real love. Notice how the verse begins. For God so loved the world, he gave. Put this in your notes. God is the initiator and principal actor in salvation, and it's all because he what? He loves us. Amen. God is the initiator. We didn't initiate this. God is the initiator and principal actor in salvation. You know, there was a time in my life where somehow I had this false conception of God. I had the idea that God was like a heavenly killjoy. that God was like a policeman in heaven with a big stick, just ready to hit anyone in the head who seemed to be stepping out of line because they wanted to have too much fun. And God was so against fun. He wanted to stop anyone having fun. You know, some people have in their mind that God is a mean and angry God. Is that your conception of God? Sometimes we have that idea. God is a mean, angry God. But young person, older person, God wants you to know this morning that if that's your conception of him, that's the wrong picture. Because look at what it says here in John's Gospel, chapter 3, verse 17. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him what might be saved. Listen, we were the ones who had sinned. Am I right about that? We were the ones who had sinned, but God did not send his son on a mission of condemnation. He sent him on a mission of salvation. Amen? He didn't come to condemn the world. He came so that the world through him might be saved. Hallelujah. It was a message of salvation.
In just a few moments, we will resume today's message. But first, let me extend a personal invitation to our radio friends to Germantown Christian Assembly's Friends and Family Day on Sunday, October 21st. Pastor Grant will be bringing a special message at the 10:45 a.m. worship service, following which a delicious dinner will be served in our fellowship hall. I trust you'll be able to join us, and when you do, please make sure to let us know you're part of our radio audience. Further information, please reach us online at livinggodsway.org, that's livinggodsway.org, or call our church office at 215-242-5550. It would be a real delight to meet you. And now, let's rejoin Pastor Grant for the conclusion of today's message.
But listen, you know, there's a story that Jesus told in the Gospel of Luke chapter 15, which helps us to grasp to some degree what the love of God is like. It's a story that many refer to as the story of the prodigal son. And some of you know this story very well, because in the story, it's a story about a father who had two sons. And one day the younger son came to dad and said, "Dad, and I hope you don't mind if I put it in 2018. He said to him, "Daddy, I know you got a whole lot of money coming to me, and I know I'm supposed to wait till you die. It's an inheritance. But Dad, I don't want to wait no more. I can't wait no more. I want my money now. Because I just want to go do my thing. I want to live life, and I can't wait till you die to live life. I want to live life now." Well, Daddy, with a heavy heart, he gave the boy his share, and the boy took the money and he went straight to Vegas. Oh, you didn't know Vegas was in the Bible, did you? Well, the Bible does mention Vegas, but the Bible says the boy took the money and went to a far country where he spent the money in riotous living. Every day was a party. Every day was a party. Wine, women, song. And guess what? After a while, the money... Oh, yes. After a while, the money ran out. And this boy who had come from a rich family, he was broke. And so he went on all the websites to try and find a job. He went on career.com, career builder, monster.com. He went on all the websites to try and find a job. You see, the story is about today. It's a story about somebody sitting here this morning. And this boy, after he tried all the websites, the only job that he could find, I'm not even sure if it was on a website, he found a job to feed some pigs. In case you missed it, this was a Jewish boy. The one thing a Jew don't want to do is to eat the pig. Thank the Lord I'm not Jewish. I love the pig. But they weren't supposed to have anything to do with the pig. But this Jewish boy had fallen so far. He's not only feeding the pigs. The Bible said he was so hungry. He was in there with the pigs to get some of the pig food. Can you imagine the pig looking at this boy and wondering, "Is this a new breed of pig? This boy is right in there with them. It's amazing how far we can fall when we decide to run away from God. You know, sometimes young people, when they leave home and they head for college, you know what I'm talking about? Well, we can do what we want to do, how we want to do it. They get into all sorts of stuff. They start drinking. So many young people have died. Young people from good homes. I wonder if I'm talking to somebody here, some young person who you're either in college or you're now out of college. But like this boy, you left home and got into some riotous living. I want to warn you, when you go down that path, only God knows how far you will go. This boy, he was in such problem. The Bible says he began to be in want. He was in bad shape. And then something unusual happened. All of a sudden, home started to look good. Here's the boy talking to himself. He says, back at home, even the servants have more than they need. Just imagine that. He's saying, at home, they got more than they need. And here I am. I'm starving to death. Oh, listen good. There ain't nothing out there, young people. There ain't nothing out there in the world. What you need to do is to commit your life to Jesus Christ and make a decision. Listen, as far as I am concerned, I am going to live for God. And there are some young Christians here that this morning you're sort of waffling, you're waving in the wind. And this morning God speaks to you and he said, it's time for a commitment, a renewed commitment to walk with Jesus. So this young man, he says, I'm going to go home. And he says, I'm going to say to Dad, Dad, I've sinned against heaven. And in your sight, I'm no more worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired servants. He was sort of nervous about that, though, because he had to wonder, would Dad really bite? Would Dad be willing to forgive him? So he made sure he had it tight. He kept rehearsing it. Father, I have sinned against heaven, and in your sight, I'm no more worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired servants. Finally, one day came. He plucked up the courage. He said, this is the day. And so this young man, he left the pig pen, and he starts heading home. But when? Before he could get home, he had a big surprise. His dad was running to meet him. By the way, Jewish fathers in that day did not run. His father was running to meet him. His father came to him. He hugged him. He kissed him. You see, what he did not know was that his father was always looking out, waiting for him. That's the love of God. God, listen, young person, older person, no matter how far you have run, you may have gone into that far country, but God wants you to know, like the father in this story, God is that father who is there waiting and longing for you to come home. And so the boy blurts out his speech. It was a sincere speech. He says, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and I'm no more worthy to be called your son. Before he could finish what he had to say, the father interrupted and he said to his servants, get a robe and put on him. He says, listen, get a ring and put on his finger. Get shoes and put on his feet. He says, get the fatted calf, that calf that we have been fattening up for the big time. time celebration. Kill that calf. Because listen, my son was dead, but he's alive today. He said he was lost and he's found. Now we gotta rejoice. Can you imagine that? That's the love of God. That despite what you have done, despite what I did, that God is so anxious for us to come home, that once we come to him and recognize in humility, oh, Father, I have sinned against heaven, and in your sight, I'm no more worthy to be called your son. Forgiveness is available to the penitent sinner. And I tell you, young person, older person, if you would come to Jesus this morning, listen, a party is going to break out in heaven. The angels are going to rejoice because my Bible tells me there is rejoicing over one sinner who comes to Jesus. But I don't want you to miss this, because Daddy interrupted him before he could say, make me as one of your hired servants. God ain't looking to bring you in as a slave. He wants to bring you in as part of the family, amen? The moment we come to Jesus Christ as our Savior, he makes us a son, he makes us a daughter. As many as received him, to them he gives the authority, the right to become what? Children of God, hallelujah. I'm a child of the King.
My friend, Jesus loves you so much that if you were the only person in the whole world, he would have died just for you. No matter what you've done, Jesus wants to save you. He wants to forgive you today. You say, Pastor Grant, what do I need to be saved? You simply need to trust the Lord Jesus, repent of your sin, and turn to him. You may pray a simple prayer like this. Dear God, I'm a sinner, need your forgiveness. Thank you that Jesus died for my sins. Please cleanse me from all my sin. I receive Jesus Christ into my heart as my personal Savior and Lord. Please help me to live for you from this day forward. Amen. And my friend, if you pray a simple prayer like that and mean it, God will hear you and he will answer your prayer and he will save you. I hope you'll do that right now.
Thanks for tuning in today. If you received Christ, or if this program was a blessing, it would be a great encouragement to hear from you. You may call us at 215-887-4750 or visit our website, livinggodsway.org. That's livinggodsway.org. And remember to ask for our daily devotional, The Word for You Today. We'd also invite your partnership in this life-changing ministry. Gifts can be made through our website or by writing to us at 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. The address again is 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. We invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10:45 a.m. It will certainly be a pleasure to meet you. Now, until next week, on behalf of Pastor Grant and our entire church family, this is Steve Washington reminding you that there's no better way to live than to live God's way.